station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, December 4th.
It's my mother's birthday.
Oh, it is? It's my brother's birthday, too.
Oh,
wow,
weird.
What a small world.
That's definitely connected in some weird
way. Well, that's the point. It's not. Well, it's connected through us. So.
True.
Yeah. So it's her birthday today.
It is. And
did you call her yet?
I texted.
Mm-hmm.
That counts.
Yeah. You don't like talking on the phone.
I hate the damn phone. I really, really hate it. What's the point?
Yeah, but because it's your mom, right?
I'll call her later.
Okay.
I'll call her later. All I will right. say that, you know, the phone irritates me because it rings nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in most of it, and I hate to say it, my fellow girls, but it's bullshit. It's mm-hmm. like you call and you're like, oh my God, hi, how are you? For the first like however minutes, and then it's blah, 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 blah on mm-hmm. stories that are so descriptive that I just don't like have time for.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, get to the point, get to the point, get to the point. So I just, I know, I just text message.
Yeah.
And most of my friends, actually it says it on my voicemail. You know what it says. If you really want to get in touch with me,
I don't know. I never
me.
Called you because you don't like calls.
So there are those,
I figured I wouldn't
there
get the call
are
back.
Those that I have to hear voices from. But,
yeah. But most people, not so much.
Yeah, because honestly, it's. Yeah.
I know. I don't like talking on the phone either. I'll be honest with you. You know, and
right.
sometimes, you know, things that are related to the business, I have to talk to people like
yeah.
for a long time, and it's right. after a while, oh, come
this
on.
This is why email comes in handy.
Yeah.
I get very
That's
descriptive
true.
On email.
But some people have to do business on the phone.
I'll go know. Back and forth all you want on email. That's fine.
Yeah, I know.
But when it comes to action, because you know what it is? I'm holding a phone in my hand, and that's
right.
constricting me from doing other things that I'm trying to do.
Mm.
And I'm so busy during the day, like I really don't have time to do it.
That's true.
You know, it's just, yeah. And girls, I love my girls, but they just talk forever.
Yeah. It's okay. It's bearable when you're sitting there and you're drinking,
when,
right?
Exactly. Like, I'd rather, honestly, I'm a person where I'd rather, like, instead of calling me to tell me the story, just come over,
mm.
you know? Or let's just, like, go to lunch because I have to eat. You have to eat. Why not? And we'll have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfect. Like,
yeah.
I like doing that. I don't like particularly being on the phone. Like, again, it's constricting to me.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything good? Everything okay?
Yeah. You know, I didn't sleep last night. That's awesome. But I got in this project yesterday where I decided, oh, I'm going to treat my floors and then stain them. So that's what I did. Now, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
So this has
but
been
you've been
interesting...
doing a few projects around the
yeah,
house,
I'm
huh?
Just
with
handy.
The painting and everything.
Yeah, I'm just like a handy person. But
yeah,
yeah, I get this brilliant idea. Like, I'm going to stain my floors. Right. Well, okay, not only are the fumes so toxic that the entire place is like...
Really?
Literally, like, even the dogs are like cringing in the corner.
Uh-huh.
No, we slept in the family room last night because it was that bad. But I did half the floor because
mm-hmm.
half the things are on the balcony and half are in the main room. And then the rest are on the one side of the room. So I figured when it would dry, I'll shift it to the next part, right?
Right.
No. Well, how about that? Because of the rain, it's freaking mildewy and it's not even dry yet. There were like 6 hours is what the box said.
Uh-huh.
It's been like, I don't know, 15
mm-hmm.
and it's still wet.
Really?
And I'm like, mother trucker, it's only half the room. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I was up all night just like, yeah. yeah.
You're so freaking rattling. Ambitious and energetic, you know, it's amazing.
When I want something done, I want it done now.
Yeah.
Like now. I can't wait because there's so many things that are going through my head.
Right.
I need to get one out of my head so that I can, like, finish the rest.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. I know.
Well, get other people to do it for you. What the hell? You
well,
know?
I mean, I had a good girlfriend kind of, you know,
yeah.
doing it for me. Part of
you
it.
You gotta have
I
the guys
say.
Do it. What the hell, you know?
Why? She's like a guy.
No, I mean, just doing you favors and stuff,
she's
you know?
She's like my, she's Christina. She's
right.
lesbian. She's dyke. She's
right.
good at this. She's like a dude.
Okay.
You know? It's perfect. I call her wifey. Wifey, come over and help.
Yeah.
She does.
That's cool. It's nice to have friends like that.
Well, I painted. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this because I'm literally, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I need more coffee.
Yeah, if you didn't get any sleep, I don't blame you.
No, I'm feisty today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've got a great show today. We got a couple of really special guests in the studio. We'll bring him in now. We have Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Close to the
Am I close enough?
Yeah, you're close enough. And how do you pronounce your last name, Mike?
Coolidge.
Coolidge. Okay. So Mike Coolidge from.
Just say Golden Boys.
From Reload, and we're going to tell you everything about it in just a few minutes. Next to him is James Bartley, of course. I know you guys can't see him, but I can.
Malishma.
So I know who he is. He's busy on the phone right now, but he'll join the conversation soon.
I'm paying attention.
Are you paying attention?
People come on my show, and they're twittering, and they talk all the time, but I'm telling people that I'm on the show now.
I do,
so they will listen.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
I tune. You know I do that. Yeah.
And
but
if
I'm
you
tweeting.
Call, and guys that call in, we might give them a free sample of Reload.
Yeah, there you go. Well, people don't know what it is yet, so we'll tell them in a minute.
Oh.
But Brigitte,
yeah, I don't know it until you said yesterday. You're
yeah.
like, it's like a natural form of extend. So okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I didn't say form of extend.
No, baby,
not at all.
Baby, don't
said.
Say the
not
bad.
At all.
Don't say the E word.
Yeah.
Well,
probably like
I was employed by them for 8 years, so we don't
but,
go there.
But just so you know, James Bartley has a show here about the porn industry. It's called Inside the Industry.
Yes, I do.
Wednesdays at 8 p.m. right here on LA Talk Radio.
Awesome.
And James has been with us for a long time. He's a publicist. He's an actor. Mm-hmm. And
your name sounds familiar, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
have
all over
talked?
The place.
No, we absolutely have not.
Okay. Well, the operative word is yet. Get your test and we'll talk.
Yeah.
Depends how wasted I would actually have to be. Or would I be roofied first or is that after? I'm sorry.
What did
I'm
she say? Right. She wears Depends? I don't know. It's early in the morning. I wear Depends.
Only because I took your products.
Oh, God. If you guys get into this, man,
yeah.
I'm going home. Come
well,
on.
Well, you started. I'm going to bring it back. I told you I'm feisty today.
Let's get the baby oil out.
All right.
Let's not.
Guys, let's have a good time here, okay? Don't be confrontational. I'm going to throw you out the
People
window.
People like to hear this stuff in the morning.
Not in my show, man.
I said I'm feisty. I'm Sicilian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, you are. So, James, when did you get started in the industry?
Why? Or
when?
It's like 8-9 years ago. And, you know, I started in mainstream and then I got into the adult film industry because there was a woman that I was married to that was an adult film star. So it just went from there. And
really? Was it hard? When you...
Well, it is hard. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
How come I keep working?
Before... so you met her before you got into
I was a mainstream actor for many years in General Hospital and all these television shows that I was on and movies. And then I was on a porn set and they said, wow, I've seen your mainstream work there. Would you mind doing this little part? And of course, at first I said no. I mean,
yeah.
But then I was looking around and I go, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it just went from one to another, and it's over 150 scenes that I've done.
Wow.
I'm 53 years old. I'm happy to say that.
Yeah.
I'm the spokesman for the Reload product. I use this on the set. A good friend of ours, Dick Chibbles, used this on the set the other day, Reload.
Uh-huh.
And it works like a charm.
Really?
How long
and
does it last?
72 hours.
So do you, and does it take like an hour to kick in or something? You have to take it like
no, 20
time?
Minutes.
Okay.
Like 45 minutes.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. Every man is going to be different.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has a different body chemistry. But this is a really great product. Now, we've had another one that we had about
okay,
a
but
year
can
so
we
ago.
Stop for a moment in promoting this and just get back to the questions?
Oh, okay.
I'm the one who's leading the show right now, in case you haven't noticed. It's not your friggin'
show.
I'm so
used to this. I'm sorry, Sammy. I'm sorry.
No, I'll tell you what I'm curious about is that you married a woman in the industry before you were in the industry, right?
Yes.
Was that, like, hard for you? Was it difficult? Sorry, not hard. I can't say hard.
You know where that's going to go.
I already fell into that one once. But was it difficult? What was going through your mind? You didn't mind she was fucking other guys and shit?
No.
No?
You see, that's the whole thing.
Because it's work.
Yeah, because it's work.
But it wasn't work for him at the time.
No, but for her, he knew going into it. That's, I guess, is what he's like. But he knew going into it that was her work. Mm-hmm. I guess eventually, as feelings developed, did it get weird, or you're just like, that's work?
No, it didn't. It didn't at all. As a matter of fact, since that time that I've been in the industry, I've been married and divorced, and I was married to the Mexican Jaja Gabor, and she hated the fact that I was doing scenes. Mm. You know, uh-huh. So she goes, I want to get a divorce and I'm going to take you for everything you got. And I go, oh, really? Well, I got a private investigator. We got little pictures of you when you're supposed to be going to Barry's boot camp.
Wow.
And you were actually going to a motel.
Wow.
And she wasn't losing any weight. She was gaining weight.
Wow.
So she was screwing around on me. Wow. And I go, you're giving me crap. I'm the one that's making money. And then she mm-hmm. would lie in bed all day, wait for me to come home mm-hmm. with the 7 chihuahuas in the bed with her, with the bonbons and the food and everything, and her hands out going, did you get paid on the set?
Wow.
You know, and I was like, what a great why don't you thing, get up, you big fat bitch?
I have this,
get
like,
a job.
I'm so descriptive, so I have this picture in my head with like this heavy lady literally with 7 chihuahuas. That's a good one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was crazy. And I mean, she was just sucking me dry for the money. You know, it was like, I'm out there and I'm working, I'm doing my job. And she's just sitting there going, there's a sale at Neiman Marcus, you know, and there goes a whole goddamn check. Or, you know, little Fifi needs a fucking diamond collar.
How long were you guys together?
It was just a little under a year.
Oh.
A little under a year. But, yeah. I mean, the girls in porn came over to my house, and they threatened to kick the shit out of her if she didn't, like, move out and, like, not make any claims or anything
right.
like that.
Wow.
I mean, my girls, man, I love them. They are so loyal. And they got my back. You know, we have our own little dysfunctional family in the porn industry. Because the world comes after us all the time.
Right.
They really do. This Measure B thing, the internet porn, just people on the street, you know, they're like, oh, you're so sexy and so wonderful. What do you do for a living? You're a porn star? Ooh, I don't want to talk to you. Mm. And it's like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
What am I, a leper? You know, it's like, God.
A lot of phoniness, though, because, I mean, these are the people that go home and watch all this porn.
Exactly. Right. I always say this. The people with the right hand that are going, shaking that finger at you, going, shame on you, with the left hand, they're going.
He's simulating masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, do you consider yourself in the porn industry, or, I mean, do you do anything other than the pills?
Yeah. I actually own, like, 14... video studios.
Are you
yeah.
serious?
Oh, wow.
He's
wow.
got major awards for the. He has swept the awards for the XBiz and AVN this year.
So, wow. All right.
This is really good.
This is actually. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Here, I'll bring it up a little bit here.
This was actually like a side project I started just because you can't download that online. But
right.
Yeah, I've been in the porn industry for 8 years. Just
really?
Doing production.
And how did you get into it?
I used to work for like a smoke shop distributor when I was like, I don't know, 17, and they sent me to AVN to sell our products, like vaporizers and stuff like that. And
right.
I met Frank Kuratsky, who owns IVD, which is the biggest adult DVD distributor in the world. And I told him a couple of ideas that I had, and excuse me, I'm a little sick.
That's okay.
So I told him a couple of ideas that I had, and he brought me in, and you know, I started doing sales for him, and eventually just moved up the ladder and ended up starting another company that sold for like a good amount of money. And then I just went into producing my own stuff and distributing other people's stuff.
Amazing.
You make more money that way rather than being locked into like contracts and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Now, were you in front of the camera too at a certain point?
I think, no, I was in one movie in the behind the scenes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And, who was it? I only know his real name, and I don't want to say his real name, but one porn star, he said, this is my first time on set, and he started chasing me with his cock.
That's weird.
It was, Nick
Manning. That's
weird. Drop it low.
I know, they have so much stories.
It's the only time I've ever been on film
in
like 8 years. So.
Cool. Well, that's good, so there won't be a lot of stuff for you to explain to your kids later on.
I can't wait for a career day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, tell them about the thing you're doing in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, and... the San Diego JCC has me coming down to do like a lecture on Jews in the porn industry.
Right.
Which should be
fun. Wow. Yeah. That
and
would
he's
be amazing.
The keynote speaker.
Yeah. Wow.
Mazel tov.
And this is JC, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
JCC, yeah.
I mean, because they have like kids involved in that stuff.
Well, there obviously won't be kids that day.
No, I know, but it's an organization that caters to kids. You
it's
know?
Like the same argument that I had yesterday with my charity event, and I had the pleasure chest give us a bunch of items.
That's true.
Right. At the LA Children's Hospital was like, you can't have these items in the auction. Why not?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There's no kids at the party.
Yeah.
Did you get it confused for Toys for Tots, like Toys for Tots?
You know what? One of my friends did, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This is a stigmata that we have all the time, that they think that we're very, very evil, grotesque people. This is, you know, we make these movies, and that's what it is. We go home, we take care of our families, mm-hmm. we pay our taxes, we go shopping, we put on our pant leg one leg at a time, and people are so fascinated by us.
Right.
But still, we haven't got anybody to do really do a reality show about us. They'll do reality shows about hillbillies that are inbreeding, that are catching catfish with their hands.
Have you tried to produce something like that?
Oh, we've been trying to do... remember Alexander DeVoe used to do a show here?
Right.
He was trying to get a show. I was trying to get a show done. We did have a show called My Bear Lady, but it was a train wreck. Mm. And they just wanted to have the drama on there. But that's the same thing with any reality show. Right. Do you know that they script reality shows?
Yes, because I produce a lot of shows, and I've been on a million of them.
Yeah, but they script these things.
A lot of them, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So it's not...
Or they give you the scenario going into it, and that's just what it... Because they don't have time or the money to... Say, just go. You know, they need to get in and get out, basically.
Honey Boo Boo is not that entertaining.
I saw one clip once, and I'm like, who the hell is this girl? Who's this? They're on TV. They have their own show. Are you kidding me right now? And then the hillbilly one, I accidentally flipped the channel and saw that. I can't even believe there's like a whole
catching fish with their hands.
Yes. Yeah. No, I am saying I am definitely redneck at heart, and I have definitely speared some fish and caught them with my hands.
You're an Italian redneck?
Hell to the yeah.
Were you on Californication?
I was.
Very recognized.
Whoa.
Yeah. Abundanza.
I recognized your face.
Totally. Absolutely. Completely the face.
There's no way you remember her from Californication, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
I used to watch that show religiously, yeah.
Wow.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. It was on its last season this year.
Are you on DVD?
I am on DVD.
Yeah. Nice. She's on the internet.
I'm on DVD, too.
I bet you are. Yeah. Where is this going? I don't know.
Okay. So listen, let's
same
start
place
talking
it started,
about...
probably.
Yeah. So let's talk about Reload. There's a lot to talk about it, but okay, I just want to preface this. No talking about Extends, all right? No talking about that.
But why did you bring it up?
Well,
this actually makes your cock hard. It doesn't enhance that certain part of the male body.
And we do have a female product, too. I want to let the ladies know.
Okay, so for those of you just joining us, what we're talking about is a red pill called Reload. And, Mike, when did you come out with this?
Well, we had another one before. It was called Up, and we just decided to rebrand it.
Mm-hmm. A little new formula.
Yeah, this one, and we reformed it. It took us about like 2 years to come up with like the perfect formula where there's no headaches. And
We kicked it off in September in Las Vegas at the AEN, which is the AVN's novelty and expo show there. So we kicked it off over there, and Mike very kindly brought me in as a spokesman for this.
Right.
And this product has just taken off like gangbusters. I pre-nominated for both of these award shows, and man, we've got nominations for this.
Yes.
This is pretty good in our freshman year of the product coming out.
It really is, you know. And I got to tell you, before I always, you know, I mean, I would see products and things like this for male enhancement, whatever they claim it is. But I would never try it, you know, all the oils, all the stuff like that. I said, probably none of this works, right? Mm-hmm. But then I got to tell you, you know, James came in here one time to do his show. He gave me one, and I thought, what the hell, I'm going to try this, right? So a couple of days later, I took it, and raging hard on. Okay, and I thought, you know, I don't really need to increase my size. Okay, I'm pretty good with the size, but
you know, all men say that they really all I'm not knocking you.
Well, I could use a couple
I'm going to expose you to it, and then you judge for yourself, goddammit.
Sam, put that back.
Don't tell me.
You're
going to
poke out somebody's eye with that. He's pulling his cock out right now on the air, folks. Crazy.
Blinded by the light.
No, really. I mean, if I needed this, I would tell you, wow, it made it bigger, you know, but...
No, I've just, nobody. I've heard, I mean, like, every guy is like, oh, I don't need that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
No, but perfect. I'm saying, no, but I can use this to stay hard. I really can, you know, because I got to tell you, I won't get into details of what it is, but I'm on medication and stuff, right? And it affects me sometimes, you know. I mean, the thing is that it's not like when I was 18 years old, you know. So,
right.
I mean, then it's like you fuck anything, a hole in the wall, whatever it is, you know. But as you get older and you take medication and stuff.
I've never fucked a hole in the wall.
I mean, you
have
DMA
you ever
some of the things.
Except for a glory hole.
Yeah,
she was telling
hole.
Me about all the things guys fuck, you know. Like,
my friends told me they used to take melons out. Like, I've heard all kinds of stories.
Right.
I mean,
there's a reality show about that. Melon fuckers.
I'm sure there are.
I mean, it's even weird when they use those fleshlights and stuff, you know? I mean, the thing is that it's
fleshlights are so cool.
I've never used a fleshlight.
Really? That's hot. But let me tell you something.
Is there a difference between them?
Oh, yes, there
really?
Is, baby. Oh, yes. But Reload can be used while you're drinking. If you go out and you have a little night and you have some drinks and party,
right.
you use Reload, it will still work.
Right.
The competitors, if you party and you use the product, it's not going to work that well.
Yeah. You know who but your Reload competitor does. Is, Mike? Your competitor is Viagra, not the other ones. My personal impression of this is that right now you're marketing this through the adult industry and stuff, but I think this can become mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because like I said, I've tried Viagra before. It has side effects. It you know, it makes you see colors and shit.
Blue.
It
you know what it is,
blue.
It's because
your nose, it stuffs your nose, you know, and shit like that, you know.
What I'm gonna say it is, and this goes back to the pharmaceutical companies. This is like this. I'm reading a lot of the ingredients in here, and a lot of this is all natural. And I mean,
right.
I don't know a few of the words, but I know a lot of them on here. And like Don K, for example, which is spelled different on here, but that's actually really good stabilizer for men. And like ginkgo and the ginseng, saw palmetto, maca.
You've heard of that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I'm in herbalism, so.
Yes.
But some of them I don't know, but I'm sure. But my point is that people think I go to the doctor, I get prescribed a pill, which is Viagra,
right.
then I'm okay, I should trust the American government, I'm trusting, you know, whatever.
Right.
But if I go over the counter to, you know, 7-Eleven or CVS or wherever these are probably sold now, and that they start thinking, oh, well, it's not prescribed by a doctor, so I probably shouldn't take it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, it's so hard. It's so hard.
I know, but James
people,
does.
But
no,
people are
hard.
So stuck on trusting in doctors and pharmaceutical companies. So it irritates the hell out of me in so many ways. But what are you doing?
Nothing. Go ahead, baby.
What the hell are you doing? No, go, baby, go. But do you see what I'm saying? My point is...
Yeah,
and that's been like a problem with bringing it to market is... I mean, you see them in the liquor stores, and a lot of people don't want to pay $10 because it's being sold in a liquor store.
And
so
they think, oh,
horny goat weed. I mean, come on,
right.
really?
They automatically think it won't work. So, you know, we spend tons of money, you know, shipping out cases for free to stores just for people to pass out.
Mm.
And now we have all those customers.
That's good, because you give them a sample, man, they're going to come back.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember he sent me a message on Facebook when I said I heard you liked it. He goes, you should be a billionaire by now.
I did, you know, because the thing is, and look, and Viagra is like, now it's like, what, $30 a pill or something?
Yes,
I mean,
it
it's
is.
Something outrageous like that, you know?
Cialis, Levitra,
like,
they're all
like, half yeah,
the price
all
of the
very expensive.
$25 a pill.
Yeah.
And some gentlemen that are over 45 and they would like to take that pill, Medi-Cal and Medicare doesn't cover that stuff.
They don't
cover your heart medicine, but it won't cover this.
Right.
And fucking is good for your health.
It is good for your health.
No,
and every
true.
time If you have every time you screw your wife to spend $30, what the hell, you know?
Right.
So, but you know, so that's why I'm saying I think this thing in the mainstream eventually, and that's the thing you're building. Yeah.
Nice.
But I mean, I mean, you are going to the mainstream if you're selling it in liquor stores and stuff.
Yeah, it's in.
Right.
It's in,
so it's not just in the porn channel.
The only thing I will say is like going into a liquor store and you're buying liquor and you see some stuff on the counter. Some of it really is crap.
Right.
And if it's next to it, you're not really sure what's good and what's not.
Right.
And what's harmful and what isn't. And what's just like bubblegum and what's, you know what I mean? Like you just, it's just mixed in. Mm. I get that you have to start somewhere, obviously, and get the name out there and whatnot. But I mean, it's, I personally would not buy something from a liquor store.
Right.
I'm like, let's
but they also market this.
Like
where else do you guys market this, Mike?
We're mainly just like an adult now. We have some distributors on the East Coast, so it's got a good.
You see, it goes into adult stores, so I think people are more open to that.
That
might work and stuff, you know. But I, you know, I'm here to say it works. And I mean, if you guys were nominated for this. For an award, it must work, you know.
Award.
Yeah, because people are not going to just take a bullshit product and nominate it, you know. So, yeah, I mean.
Well, I'm all for getting people off prescription crap and pushing other all-natural or smaller companies that were started, you know. I'm all against big companies.
Yeah. So, so now, how do you approach something like this? I mean, so did it occur to you that. I'm going to get into something like this, or did something happen? That,
I spent a year working for another male enhancement company in the industry. It's like geared towards adult. And, you know, I did all their sales and everything. And then I went back to video, and just like a couple years later, I decided the market back then was so saturated, and everyone and their mom had their own pill. So once it kind of died down, there were only like a couple left, like Extends and. Cockstar and Stiff Nights. I just decided it would be a good time to go back into it.
Yeah. Now, I mean, how do you approach this? I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, get the formulas and stuff. Did you have to work with a lab? And
yeah. Yeah, we worked with a lab and a couple of different herbalists, and I made a couple of different trips to China and met with suppliers, and then we brought it all here. And, you know, we have a lab. I'm not going to say who it is, but, you know, who mixes everything and capsulizes everything. And
wow, that's amazing, you know. So, I mean, I like initiative when people take initiative like this, because I wouldn't even know where to start, you know. But, you know, to have a lab and stuff, you know, formulate things for you and to travel to find ingredients and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Well, good for you, man. So, so now, people who want to check this out, you can go to reloadpill.com. But there's not much information on there. This is more towards distributors and things like this. But you guys can learn quite a bit about the pill and what it does.
Yeah, hopefully by the end of the year, we're going to have a retail site up at that.
Okay, can you buy online? Okay.
And we're doing a big ad campaign. So what we're going to do with the commercials is a takeoff. Because, you know, I'm the parody king in porn. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a parody of the Dos Equis commercials. And he's always saying, stay thirsty, my friend. So I'm going to have all these babes around me.
Stay hard, my friend.
I say, stay hard, my friend.
Nice.
I don't always have sex with more than one woman at a time. But
when
I
do,
I use Reload. Stay hard, my friends.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is a brilliant thing. That the main thing is the guys are digging this and they're loving it. People like you, Sam, the actors and stuff, when they try the pill, they love the pill.
Right.
And you can't get any better than that personal testimony.
That's true, especially for actors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, with the porn industry, when you're on set, you have to do all these, you know, photographs or the stills, and you gotta literally stand there with like 10 guys around you holding booms and lights, and stand there with a fucking boner.
Right. That's hard. I mean, that would be difficult to do. You know.
I just did this movie the other day, and I was working for a digital playground, and it was like that. It's amazing because you've got all these people around. You have somebody asked me afterwards, how do you guys do this? And I go, we totally like block you out. We got blinders on and we're not noticing that. Concentrate on the girl. That's the important thing.
Right.
And I think the guys that are listening to this show this morning, you want to fuck like a porn star, concentrate on the woman, because a lot of time the general public, civilians, they're having sex and they've got the television on, you know, with the Tonight Show or something like that playing. Yeah. Turn off that fucking television set, man.
Right.
Turn off ESPN. Forget about everything.
Put on some good music.
Concentrate
candles.
On the woman. I'll guarantee your sex is going to be better if you concentrate on the woman.
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, just watch the game and everything.
Yeah, just being in the moment.
James, now, have you done any... So you've done actual porn scenes, right? Because I know you do a lot of non-sex scenes, too, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So... I mean, right now the trend is to do a lot of, like, parodies and stuff like that, right? Like Happy Days. And...
I'm doing Wizard of Oz. I just They made the official announcement of playing the Cowardly Lion in the Wizard of Oz. I've got MacGyver coming
nothing
out in 4 weeks.
Nothing sacred anymore.
What's that like?
I said nothing is sacred anymore.
Yeah. MacGyver, that was crazy. I had a girl young enough to be my granddaughter in that scene. I
Wow.
Spider-Man Superman's out now. I play Doc Ock.
Really?
Got a lot of stuff.
But these are non-sex roles, right?
Some of them aren't.
Some aren't, right.
Yeah.
So,
I'm nominated for playing
you're
Curly.
You're nominated.
Curly and the Three Stooges. Hey, we mow vagina!
I would have to say that, like, I would watch these. I think it's... Because it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny, but that's what I'm saying.
I haven't seen them, but now I want to go watch them because it sounds funny.
That's what I'm wondering.
Mike is planning on doing the Little Rascals XXX.
Now, so why are people drawn to watching this? I mean, you know, when you sit there and
it's
you
funny, and then it becomes
stuff,
hot.
Because couples can watch it.
Right.
See, you
exactly.
You said that you would watch that.
I would totally watch it.
Yeah. I think it's also like the shock factor.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're
true,
like, well, I've always wanted to see Bill Cosby fuck, you know.
I'm going to put a little jello pudding on your titties and suck
it
up.
And they did.
And then you're
going to
suck my cock.
Everyone wants to see, like, Marsha Brady get hit in the nose with a football and then, like, fuck a football player. And
then Marsha and Greg are getting it on. Marcia, you know, I've said this in tons of mainstream interviews. Yeah. They go, what's the whole thing? And I go, haven't you ever watched Partridge Family or Three's Company and wondered if they get it on? And we do that in the movie.
That's true. That's exactly
you know, we
that.
Did Three's Company right. and,
Leave
you
it
know,
to Beaver, Lassie.
Chrissy and they Janet did, getting it on with Jack.
I think they even did, like, Saved by the Bell, Mr. Belding, like, bang
oh,
Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, Misty was in that one. That was crazy.
Whoa.
They've just done everything.
Yeah.
So it's like
Star Wars. We did Star Wars. We did Avatar. I mean, it's incredible.
Okay, now Avatar, wouldn't that be hard? Because how does the paint not come off?
You couldn't paint the genital area.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a guy, this has to be the worst job in the world, in post. Like, the guy had to digitally paint the cock blue, going into the penis, coming out.
Wow.
In, going
every
out.
Time.
He's like choking her with her own tail.
Yeah, I heard this guy, like, now has quit.
And they turn, like the AC all the way up, so, like, sweat isn't, like, taking the paint off.
Oh, when Chyna, the wrestler, when she played She-Hulk, she was sweating so profusely, it was scaring the fuck out of the guy, because she's like, oh, She-Hulk, fuck now. The guy's going, no.
Yeah. It's so funny that she got into porn because she wasn't into porn before.
Oh.
She was in wrestling and stuff.
Well, yeah, she was in wrestling.
In wrestling,
she,
and then she got into porn.
She was a pretty sexual person.
You know who Chyna is?
Very well, actually. Because Mary Carey is one of my close friends, and Chyna used to hang out with Mary and
Chyna. Yeah. What a character she is, you know?
Yeah.
I never met her, but she was on Howard Stern a lot, so.
She's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
I've had many interesting times with her.
Yeah,
she's nominated. I think one of her scenes, she did a wrestling porn thing, and it's nominated for a group sex scene.
Oh, wow.
You know, her and like 12 guys, you know, and she just took them all on.
Yeah.
It was like Grace Jones when she did that Conan the Barbarian movie to everybody.
Now, do you find her sexy? I mean, she's so manly, you know?
No, she is sexy, lady.
She is
sexy.
You know what? She looks like, because I used to watch wrestling when I was a kid, and I like grew up watching her, and I think she's like kind of toned down the muscle.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
She used to look like
Weren't
Amazon.
We talking about a wrestler that we were going to try to get a sex tape from him the other day, Mike?
I can't mention that name right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Mike, do you produce movies or only a distributor?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's huge.
Yeah.
This guy, he's the golden boy. Mike Coolidge is the golden boy of porn.
I pay him to say that. we started a new production company in March.
That's
correct. And it just got nominated for Best New Production
Really? What's it called?
Awesome.
Assens Films.
Okay.
And it got nominated for AVN and XBiz.
Straight.
So. That is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Excuse me for this.
That really is damn good.
Yeah, for sure.
And look, he's a young guy.
Yeah.
And he's an entrepreneur. Yeah.
I know. I know.
I mean,
wow.
If he keeps going, he'll be another Steve Hirsch or a Steve Ornstein or some, or a Larry Flint.
Definitely. I mean, I'm telling you, if this Reload takes off, and I'm telling you, this needs to fucking compete with Viagra, not with anything.
So, Sam, you really like the pill.
I like the pill.
I think that, I mean...
And I only used it, once. But that was enough. That was enough for me. I don't know if it lasted 72 hours.
He still has
hours.
The erection from that.
Yeah, I still do. 72 days later.
That's like that commercial when it says, if you have an erection that lasts more than 24 hours, contact your doctor. Fuck that. Yeah. If I have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, I'm going to call the chicks up. I'm going to have a fucking party.
Right. I got to tell you, this was one concern of mine before I took the pill.
Being,
you know,
having hard
I thought, yeah, what if you stay hard and it doesn't go down? Because it's not like it didn't have to go
wrench
through
the... yourself out as a crane.
Right.
You know?
Oh,
yeah.
I forget what TV show I was on. Like, I don't remember which show, and they took a bunch of pills, and then, or like one or two pills, and then he had to go to the hospital, and they had to inject him
with this stuff.
Oh, my God. It was really fun to show.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was, though, but it was really funny.
Californication.
Was it Californication?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was.
Well.
Yeah. Well, then there you go. There you go.
David Duchovny. Yeah.
So, James, you're a publicist also.
Yes, that is correct.
How did you start that? How did that come about? That was after you started in the industry, started being in the movies, or before?
Well, no, I had done some publicity before in the mainstream industry. And then when I got into the industry, there was a lot of my girls that are still with me, like Daisy Marie. They just said they needed some help getting some stuff. And besides writing the press release, you got to think outside the box. So putting clients on like a wonderful radio show like this.
Right.
You know, doing store signings. We're doing a store signing at Excitement on Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills this Saturday from noon
to
5.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. We have booths at the AVN. We have things. We do the marketing of stuff. Mm. You know, we market the girls, you know, from everything from mouse pads to body pillows, T-shirts, all kinds of things. I mean, so there's so much you could do. And a woman like Mary Carey knows about marketing herself and publicity, because that's what made her a star.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because that's another blonde with big boobs.
Right.
But getting out onto reality shows, doing radio and television interviews,
running for governor.
I worked with her on her campaign.
Did you? Maybe that's right.
You know, out of like a 140 people who ran, she was like in 10th place. Or something.
Yeah,
she beat out Arianna Huffington.
Yeah, I remember going to a few of the parties there, and I'm like, I don't know what. She's like, I have no idea what I'm saying right now.
She's like, James, what do I say? It's like, okay.
I love her though.
No, don't say I'm just going to legalize prostitution and leave it at that. You're going to help out the schools. You're going to fix the potholes in the city. You know, that's a thing here in Los Angeles, right? Mm-hmm. They should fix the potholes around here.
That's true. There's a lot of things.
But the mayor is so busy plugging other holes that he's not worried about plugging the potholes. Isn't that true? How many times we're driving down the road here and our tires are getting ruined because of the potholes, especially after it rains like it has been?
You should run for mayor.
There you go.
I don't know if they would allow me now because I'm so embedded into porn.
Mary did it. If Mary did it, you could do it.
Yeah, but she didn't win, though, baby. See, I like to win. I'm fierce.
Plus, she's a hot chick, too. You know, I mean, you got to remember that. A lot of people just use it for the funny factor, I think. You know.
I think Mike Coolidge should run.
I'm good.
Yeah. Mike should run.
You're like, yeah, I'm good with that all.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is cool. So now, what can people expect when they take this? I mean, you don't promote this as, like, male organ enlargement, right? I mean,
no,
it's more
no,
to
just,
keep it hard, like erections.
Nothing will ever make your penis bigger
exactly.
unless you have surgery.
But there's a lot of products.
Except finding a girl with small hands.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I mean...
But listen, this is the main thing. If you can get hard and stay hard, then you're getting the job done.
Right. Exactly.
Women, I don't care what you're going to say here on this, but I think that most women don't really care about size. It's about working it.
No, it's true. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Except I think if it's smaller than average, it probably would get in the way, right?
You know, as you'd be surprised. There are some people that just know how to move and
Yeah. But isn't it just a turn on for you to hold a bigger cock rather than a smaller cock?
I think Mike, you made a movie like that, right? Okay. Small cocks, big clits, or something.
I don't recall. Hard to find a small cock to work for you.
Oh, yeah. That could be, you know, or the girl gets on the set and the guy pulls out his dick and it's so small and she goes, "No, thank you, I don't smoke Virginia Slims."
Wow.
Is that a clit or a penis? What is that?
Yeah. So, Mike, you're promising that later or probably sometime next year you're going to have a website?
Yeah, we're hoping to have it up by the end of the year.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I mean, end of the year meaning the end of the month.
Right.
Yeah, because you would have
if
to
we don't die on the 21st.
Oh, yes. We're not going
to see,
die.
Now, according to the Mayans, we're supposed to all be gone.
Right.
We're not
going to
die.
According to Brigetta, we're not going to have any power, any...
This was my
like
this
that theory. TV show revolution.
Right. Actually, it came from this theory that I was like the solar flares because all the planets line up, blah, blah, blah. It was just a theory.
Right.
I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Yeah. You're
that's
pretty
my
convinced.
Excuse for not getting anyone Christmas presents. I thought the world was going
to
end.
Yeah, really. I don't have to go shop for Hanukkah or anything now. Yeah, the world's going to be gone.
No, but there's going to be like a website. People can actually buy it online. You don't have to be embarrassed going to the store to buy it and
but why
things
would
like
you
that.
Be embarrassed?
Well, because some people don't want to go into an adult store. You know what I mean? Not everybody wants to go
but
to
you can buy it in a liquor store. Where else
but
can people buy it?
But maybe not in all of them, you know?
I mean, they're available in almost every adult store that I've been into.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they available in like 7-Elevens or anything right now, or
no,
like CVS or Walmart?
No, mainly just
that's
adult.
A big deal to get.
We're in a couple of liquor stores like throughout the valley.
You gotta go to the.
But then we have
I think we should get some to the guys.
In every Romantics, store. All the Lion's Dens.
Uh-huh.
So. Yeah, but it's good. I mean, what you guys did, you know, with the free samples and stuff. I mean, that works, you know. And
yeah, people get the word.
All you need to do is give people a person one pill, and you got them.
That's
you
right.
Know, you got them. You know, so.
But I like this. This appeals to me. But I think eventually, if you were gonna try and like take away like Viagra people, like if you were to repackage it for the older, more like you know, crowd that's like, I don't know if I want to, you know.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, like the more generic.
Yeah, right. It'll have to be like more mainstream. That's
yeah,
what I mean.
Right after here, we're going to the old actors' home down the street.
Sweet.
And we're just going to give them a box.
They're going to love you guys, man.
There's a bunch of old horny men, like, really screwing holes.
Or Ricardo Montalban mounting Betty White.
Then you really need a lot of melons.
How do you like my cotoba?
Wow.
Gross.
So, okay. So now, you guys are saying here you'll be able to have sex longer. You will ejaculate with the intensity of Magnum Blast, and you will recover faster.
Just like Lexington Steel. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Are you guys friends with Lexington at all?
He's my buddy. How do you think he came over here? I was
That's
one of
true.
Our first.
He was on your show.
Hello.
Hello.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is really nice. You know?
He's very intelligent.
And he's like so shy in private life, you know? Kind of like, you know, and then he gets on the radio and he's like all over the place or in the films, you know? He's like, he takes control, you know?
He's got a bunch of nominations.
But he used to work on Wall Street before he got in the porn.
He was telling us about it.
Yeah. I mean, not on the street sweeping it up. I mean, he worked in an office.
Yeah, actually, I think he worked in the World Trade Center.
Yeah, he did work in the World Trade Center.
Really?
Yeah. I remember him telling
us
about that. Yeah.
I don't remember that story.
And, you know, when the elevator didn't work, you know, people just climbed on his penis and he just kind of hoisted him up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
No, is that
all right?
That guy's got a huge dick. His dick is so big, it has a zip code. That's a big penis.
Wow.
His dick is so big, they were in the space shuttle. They looked down, they go, oh, there's Lex. Like it's that's a big penis.
Right. Now, does that appeal to you? I mean, like to try it at least once, no? Or I mean, have you ever been with an 11, 12-incher?
I'm not going to go into size. I was one time had – I liked this guy a lot. Uh-huh. He was very, very big, and it just did not work.
Wow, me. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's too much, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's – yeah. that's the thing. I mean, you got to find girls that can accommodate that too, you know, and probably even anal, right? I mean, I'm sure he does anal too. Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine taking that in your ass?
You have to work into that, and they always put the tiny girls with the guys with the big cocks.
Yeah, because
makes it look bigger.
Exactly. Oh, not only that,
and
but
it's
painful
for these girls.
But yeah.
Oh, Trinity Sinclair. She's up for Best New Starlet for ABN and XBiz. Beautiful little tiny petite girl like my little Tia Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, she is so tiny, and it's going. You think that it would kill her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up the
anally,
just disappear.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they come in so deep, it's like, it's coming out of her mouth.
Oh my God.
Like a shish kebab.
Shish kebab.
But I mean, that girl is a trooper, and she takes it like a pro. That's
yeah.
She gets the nominations,
wow.
Right, Mike?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's making a sacrifice there, you know?
But it could be damaging for the girls, though.
Of course it could. I think all, like, excessive anal can be damaging.
When I see her videos where she takes out the ass, I think of that guy in, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not, who, like, swords down the
street.
You know? Wow. Dun, 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 and now in the center ring, the girl that takes the big cock in her mouth.
Yeah. So there's younger actors that also use the pill, right? I mean, it's not just for older guys and stuff, right?
Because you have to constantly be on.
Right.
Basically.
Exactly.
I mean, how many hours does it take to do a scene?
Well, it depends, baby. There's like the last movie I did last week was 14-hour day.
Yeah.
And we were sitting around doing the dialogue scenes, and then we got to fucking, it was probably maybe 9 o'clock at night, and we've been there at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
You know? So sometimes you're going to need that because you've been around all day, you've been eating, you've been smoking, you've been hanging around, you've been doing your dialogue.
So instead of having coffee, take a reload.
Yeah.
Now,
if you do a gonzo scene, you go in, out, boom, 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 that's it. You go home and you still can catch, you know, the football game.
Totally.
You know?
Wait, have they done that yet? Gonzo? Sorry, I was wondering.
What do you mean?
Like a gonzo, like the, you know what I mean?
Like the Muppet?
Like the Muppets. That would be a cool.
No, I think that would be wrong.
Why?
I think it would be.
Now, why would the Muppets be wrong? And like.
But somebody is planning on doing it. I heard somebody is planning on doing it. Just something.
Because the whole Elmo child molester thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about
it. It's too close to children. Yeah.
You have to be really, really careful with a lot of this stuff.
We got a lot of criticism for trying to do Little Rascals.
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a lot of groups that were coming after Mike, and I have to be there to protect him. And, you know, it's like, you know, like they're going to do South Park.
That's going to be hilarious.
Will Ryder and Scott David are planning on doing South Park. And I said, well, how the fuck are you going to do this? Oh, well, we're going to make them like 18 years old, you know, and then they come back for a reunion and I go, boring.
They don't do like the Mr. Garrison slave scene.
Yeah, well, they don't have Mr. Garrison. They don't have Chef in there.
We need
which
those.
Would have been Prince Yeshua would have been great as Chef.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have Chef.
No, they're not gonna. You know, it's like crazy, but you know, he's gonna do the Love Boat. That should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
We're gonna do Love Boat.
Yeah. I mean, it's a classic, I guess. Yeah. I see that, but I'd be more interested.
You guess we'd have to do it on a ship, though, right?
Yeah,
I'd like to see Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, we did that for Hustler.
Did you already do Gilligan's
like
Zone?
7-8 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
We already did that one. It's just amazing. I got a guy that writes me on Facebook almost every day with ideas for stuff. He wrote me last night, oh, would you do All in the Family XXX? I mean, oh my God. It's just like, just pick up the TV guide or watch TV Land and go, let's make a porn parody of all of that stuff.
Right.
But you have to understand what happened with Measure B has affected us very badly.
Right, and that's with the condoms. Requiring,
yes, but also requiring they're hitting us up with a huge permits that we have to pay now.
Really?
You know, up to $60,000, correct?
Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. To pay to have somebody stand on the set and watch and make sure that me and all the other guys have got condoms on.
Yeah. Can you imagine this?
It's the most sought after job in LA now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's ridiculous, you know, to take your biggest industry and just literally drive them out of here. You know, I mean, where's the thinking behind that, you know? I don't know.
Well,
man.
You know, the law has not gone into effect, so we're filming a lot now, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We're filming, and we're trying to knock out stuff just in case. But how much would it cost for us to move? It'll cost millions of dollars to pull up stakes and move. And then what's going to happen to the economy here in Southern California?
It'll hurt. It's already bad. It will hurt.
It will affect, because it's a trickle-down effect. We go and get our cars worked on. We go to the hairstylists, the nail salons, the clothing stores, the markets. We're not going to be going out there spending. So you have lost revenue right there. Besides the tax dollars, the retail revenue that you lose.
Right.
So it.
I just never understood why it was such a big deal. Like, how does you guys wearing condoms have to affect civilians or anything?
Yeah, and besides.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
And your private life, it's up to you.
Michael Weinstein, who is a very disillusional man who works for AIDS Healthcare Foundation, thought that we were spreading STDs. Well, do you go after those kids in the clubs that are screwing every night? No.
And prostitutes.
And he's not going after the gay performers either. Mm. He's just going after the straight performers.
Well, gay performers primarily use condoms. I say 95%.
Oh, really?
Well, there's a lot of barebacking.
Mm. Well, that's shot overseas.
Yeah,
I mean, all the major studios like Falcon, Raging, because they all use condoms.
Right.
And that goes back to the late 80s, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When AIDS was big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're out of time.
What?
So, James Bartley, of course, and Mike Coolidge, thank you so much for joining us.
Golden Boy.
Everybody get the Reload Pill. It's at reloadpill.com, and you can find it in stores, adult stores and stuff. Is that only in Southern California now?
It's all over the country.
All over the country. Great. Now, is there anything else you want to promote? Your movies, anything like that?
Well, the signings you have this Saturday, right?
Yeah, promote your signings.
Yeah, we have the signing over at Excitement, located on Ventura Boulevard, right near Corbin in Woodland Hills.
Okay, and who's going to sign there?
That'll be myself, Prince Yeshua, Daisy Marie, Cindy Starfall, Misty Stone, Lisa Daniels, Daniela Brazil.
Wow, that's a lot of people. That's
oh, my
worth
God,
going
Tatiana
there.
Fox. The list just goes on and on. We have tons of stars that are going to be there.
A place called Excitement.
And Reload will be there. We'll have Reload there.
Absolutely. Do you guys have a Twitter or a Facebook where people can log on and see where you're going to be?
Twitter is MonarchyXXX. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is, I think, just facebook.com/Reload Male Enhancement.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sounds good. Well, kudos to you, Mike,
Thank
for
you
coming
much.
Up with this. And and remember, it has no side effects. And I mean, obviously nobody's died from this yet, so it's gonna be weird.
We have an insurance policy in case someone does.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's gonna die off this.
Nobody's gonna
really
die.
You really have to end it with that.
No, well,
this is a great
no. I think it's gonna create a lot of life now that people can keep their dicks harder longer. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us, Brigetta. Thank you. Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.